Tonight, we present Ralph Richardson in Henry Gibson's dramatic poem, Peer Gynt. Norman Ginsberg's English version is adapted for broadcasting by Tyrone Guthrie. The part of Orsa, Peer's mother, is played by Gladys Young. The Grieg score has been adapted for this program by Walter Gurr, who conducts the London Symphony Orchestra and the choir. Production by Peter Creswell and Tyrone Guthrie, by permission of the governors of the Old Vic and Sadler's Wells. Here, then, is the overture to Peer Gynt. Thank you. Pierre Gint.
Pierre Gint.
A wooded hillside, down which rushes a mountain stream. On the further bank, a tumble-down hut. Hot summer afternoon. Pierre Gint, followed by a tiny, very angry woman. Orza, Pierre's mother.
Pierre, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
Well, then, will you swear it's true?
Swear? Why should I?
Ah, you daren't. Your whole tale's a pack of lies.
Every blessed word is true.
Oh, I wonder you couldn't face your mother. First of all, just when the workers are at its busiest, off you go to prowl about the hills for weeks after reindeer and the snow. Come back with your clothes in rags, game bag empty, and no guns. Then you have the cheek to think you can make your mother swallow such a pack of lies as this about your hunting. Tell me, then, where you found this precious buck.
West of Yendin.
I dare say.
Was scraping in the snow for some moss.
Yes, no doubt.
I stood and listened, held my breath, heard the scraping of his hoof, and crawling through the rocks, I saw his antlers.
Oh, very likely.
Then I fired. Down the buck came on the ground, but the moment that he'd fallen, I was up astride his back, got my grip in his left ear, and was just in the act of thrusting my knife into his gullet when, hi! With a scream, the ugly beggar scrambled up upon his feet, pinned me to his back, and held me by the legs between his antlers.
Oh.
And he bounded off like lightning right along the edge of Yendin.
Lord have mercy!
He's well been upon the edge of Yendin, fully half a mile that stretches at the top, the sheer, narrow as a scythe blade, looking downward, past the slope, past the glaciers, past the grey ravines and gullies. By the side, you see the water wrapped in dark and gloomy slumber, half a mile at least beneath you. Right along it, he and I clove our passage through the air. Never rode I such a steed. Far ahead, the peaks were sparkling as we danced along. Beneath us in the void, the dusky eagles fell away like motes in sunshine.
Heaven help us!
Suddenly, almost at the reindeer's feet, a ptarmigan rose up, cackling, flapping with its wings in terror. Then the reindeer, madly swerving, gave a bound sky high that sent us plunging all the edge and down. Below, the giant mountain wall, below the fathomless abyss. First through clouds of mist we hurtled, then a flock of gulls we scattered, wheeling through the air and screaming, downward still and ever downward. But beneath us something glistened, whitish, like a reindeer's belly. Mother! It was our own reflection mirrored on the lake beneath us. Rushing up, it seemed to meet us just as swiftly and as madly as we downward rushed towards it.
Dear God, help me, tell me quickly.
Buck from air and buck from water met in mighty splash together, scattering the foam around us. Then at last, somehow, we managed to struggle to the northern shore where the buck swam and dragged me after. So I got home.
But where's the reindeer?
I expect he's where I left him. If you find him, you can keep him.
Oh, your neck's not broken, spine not cracked, no scar. Oh, thank God who shielded my dear boy. Your breeches. Yes, they're torn a bit. Oh, you lying little devil. Oh, my God, what lies. What lies. It's all come back to me. I heard it when I was a child. It's a tale of Gudbrand Gleisner. It was to him it all happened, not to you.
Yes,
you.
History repeats itself.
Oh, yes, you can dress your lies up. Finally chopped them out in the Sunday best. Dusky eagles and all that nonsense. Oh, God, I wish that I were dead.
Ah, dearest, pretty little mother, what did matter? Cheer up.
Quiet! I've reared a pig and not a son.
Mother!
Where is all the gold your rich grandfather, Rasmus Gint, left?
Where are the snows of yesteryear?
Hold your tongue when I'm talking. Take a look at our fine house. Half the windows stuffed with rags, fences, palings, hedges down, the cattle out. Come wind, come rain, fields and meadows never touch.
You know it never rains, but it pours.
The land that used to be so rich is sour. And you great, big, healthy lout, should be the prop of my old age. You should be staying to the farm. God knows how much help you've been to me, you rascal. When you're home, you poke the fire. That's all you do. You frighten all the girls you see at dances in the neighborhood. You brawl and fight with all the boys.
Oh, stop it, Mother.
Is it true that in the recent drinking bout at Lunda, where you scrapped like dogs, you started it? Can you deny you broke the blacksmith's left arm?
Who's been running to you with tails?
The cutter's wife. She heard the yell.
Yes, but it was I who yelled.
You?
Yes, I got the licking.
What's that?
Well, have you filled his muscles?
Who's?
His, Aslick.
No.
I have.
Oh, good God. You make me want to spew. An idle, swilling, leering, sot, a stupid lump like that to thrash you? Oh, I've put up with shame and scorn because of you, but this...
Ah, cheer up, Mother. I did all right.
Lying, are you?
Yes, this time. Oh, dry your eyes and stop your crying. I held the smith and bent him double. My sledgehammer was my right hand.
Oh, ruffian, you'll bring me to the grave.
Oh, come, come. You're worth a better fate, better 20,000 times, darling. Simple little mother, surely you can trust in fear. The countryside for miles around will do you honor. Just you wait till I do something really great.
You?
Who knows what the future holds?
If you ever had the sense to mend your breeches, I'd be thankful.
I'll be a king, an emperor. Mother, wait.
Be quiet, I tell you. A girl at Hegstadt wanted you, and you might have won the lass at your worst and stopped your lies.
Ingrid?
Oh, that Ingrid. She oozes gold, an heiress. Think. Just think of it. If you'd only liked, you might have been a handsome bridegroom now and not a filthy, smelly tramp.
Come with me. I'll start my courting.
Where?
At Hegstadt.
Ah, my poor man, that road is closed to lovers.
Why?
Oh, dear God, I'd like to cry. You've lost your chance. You're much too late.
Why?
While you were riding through the air, Mars Moen went and won the girl.
Mars Moen? Ingrid won't have him.
Moen's the man she's marrying.
Wait for me. I'll go and get the mare.
Don't trouble, you're too late. They wait tomorrow.
I'll go tonight.
You'll go and make things 10 times worse.
Don't worry, it'll be all right. With you, Mother?
We leave the cart. Too much trouble to get the mare.
Must let me go.
No, no. I'll carry my mother to the wedding feast.
Help us. No, not through the stream. We're drowning. Here. Oh, Lord, help us. Put me down.
Not me.
You'll swing for this on the hangman's rope. Put me down, you little beast.
Stop struggling. The bottom's very slippery here.
Don't let me go.
Oh, gee-up, gee-up. Help us play up here, and reindeer. You be the reindeer. I'll be here.
Oh, I'm fainting. Where am I? Oh, dear. Oh.
There now. I'll give the dear a nice big kiss and thank him for the lovely ride.
There's your hand.
Oh.
And there.
Oh, Mother, that's a handsome sort of kit.
Let me go.
No, no, to the wedding first. You must do a bit of talking. Tell them all about a son you've got.
Oh, I'll tell them everything I can about my son, the ruffian.
Indeed, well, well.
And I won't stop until the old man sets his dog upon you.
Then I'll go alone.
In that case, I will follow on.
Dear Mother, are you well enough?
You shall see. I'm in the mood to grind the rocks to flour, eat wood again. Put me down.
Well, will you agree?
No, I'll tell them all just what you are.
Then you shall stay just where I choose.
Never. I'll follow on behind.
No, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Then I'll put you up here on the roof.
Lift me down.
Well, will you listen then?
No.
Mother, dear, take my advice.
Lift me down this instant, dear.
No, I won't. Now, don't move your legs. Sit tight. No, don't tear the thatch. You might fall off, my dear, and then...
No hurried.
No kicking, mind.
I'll wallop you, big and burly as you are.
Wallop away, but don't fall off. Goodbye. I'll soon be back. Goodbye. Look out, you fall. Goodbye.
Come back! Here! Oh, God, help me. Will you listen? Oh, no, he's off across the field. I'm fainting. Help!
Hello?
Help!
Come next me, Catherine.
Me? Orma, you have gone up in the world.
Pleasant trip.
Fetch me a ladder. Get me down. That rogue of rogues.
That son of yours.
Now you've seen with your own eyes how he behaves.
Will you bear witness?
Help me down! I'm off the hedge that instantly.
Have you gone there? Ah, then you'll be avenged. The blacksmith's going to the feast.
Oh, oh, God protect my erring boy. They'll finish up by killing him.
The smith will give him what he needs.
The old girl, Dottie, that's quite clear.
I'm in! Anders!
Hi,
come here! Look! Peer Gynt has stuck his mother on the roof!
A road over the moors.
In the distance, on lower ground, lies the farm of Hegstadt.
Peer Gynt comes up the road. Behind him are other country people bound for Hegstadt too. Some of them carry wedding presents.
Peer doesn't see them. He is gazing down over the sunlit moors to the farm.
Hegstadt at last. I'll be there pretty soon. I wonder if Ingrid... I'll cut across here. I'll climb over the fence and go over the moor. I wonder if Ingrid is alone in her room. Oh, here they come, swarming like flies with their gifts for the bride. I'm beginning to think I'll go home. They'll only start laughing behind my back. But I really need a good stiff drink.
Could I get in without being seen? It's a pity they know me. Something damn strong to death, and their snares are passed over my head. They're coming. I'll hide in the heather. I'll hide.
Drink finished his father. His mother's a shrew.
Then it's not so surprising. The son's what he is.
That was me they were praising. Well, I won't fret. I never knew gossip kill anyone yet. I think I'll lie here on my back in the heather. What a curious crowd. Looks like a charger, and there's a man on his back with a bridle and saddle. Behind him, an old hag's riding a broomstick. It's Mother. She's scolding and screaming, "You beast, hi there, Pierre." Now she's shrinking. I think she's afraid. There, the head of his host rides Pierre Gilles. Harness is silver, his steed shod with gold. Splendid the legion who ride in his train, but not one sits his steed so nobly as Pierre. The women are curtsying. Who doesn't know the Emperor Pierre Gint and his myriad of men? Scatters the roadway with pieces of silver, glistening shillings are strewn there like marbles. Then over the seas, through the skies, rides Pierre Gint. On the seashore waits England's own prince, the loveliest maidens in England are there. The nobles of England and England's great king all rise from their seats as Pierre Gint comes in view. And the king lifts his crown and respectfully speaks.
Look at that, it's Pierre Gint. The swine's dead drunk again.
Your Majesty.
Get up if you're able, Pierre Gint.
Blacksmith, it is, Lick. And what do you want?
It's the after effects of the Linda affair.
Clear off.
Don't you worry, we're not staying here. But where have you been, man? Where have you been hiding? You've been gone 6 weeks, were you caught by the trolls?
I'm astonished myself at the things I've been doing.
Let's hear them.
No point. It has never sink in.
Are you coming to Hegstad?
No.
And they used to say that Ingrid had more than a passion for you.
You dirty-faced crow.
Keep your temper, my lad. If Ingrid has given you up, there are others. Don't forget, you're the son of John Moneybag. Come along to the farm. You'll find girls there as playful as kittens and overripe widows ready to fall.
Go to hell.
You'll find someone or other who'll have you. Good evening. I'll pay your respects to the bride.
All I care, Ingrid can marry whoever she pleases. Well, let her. I don't care a damn. Oh. Riches and tatters, my clothes torn to shreds. If only I had a decent new suit.
Like the sharpen a butcher's knife and cut the mockery out of their hearts.
Now, what's that? Now, who's that? I heard someone kissing. I could swear I heard something. I must have been wrong. I must go home to Mother. Look. Down at Higstead, they're ready for the dancing. The sun's going down. Such girls. 7 or 8 to each man. Oh, hell, I must join in. I can't miss the dancing. Oh, but Mother will still be up there on the roof. Listen, the hailing. They're putting some life into it. Gotham's the boy with that fiddle of his. His notes flash and sparkle like spray in a waterfall. Girls. Oh, but Mother's up there. Oh, hell, I must join in. I can't miss the dancing.
The farmyard at Hegstadt. It is night now. Many guests. There is dancing and drinking.
Bonfires throw great shadows of the dancers on the house and farm buildings.
The older people sit around drinking and gossiping.
One of the women joins a group sitting on a pile of logs.
The bride? Well, of course she's crying a bit, but whoever took any notice of that?
Come on, friends, drink up. The slot's warm, the bad anchor. Hey, that's the idea. Good arms, wave away to you.
The bridegroom's father and two of his friends. Here comes the bridegroom, Mars Moen, a sheep-faced youth.
He comes up to his father and pulls at his sleeve.
Father, I tried, but she won't. She's standoffish.
Now what won't she?
She's gone and locked herself in.
Well, what about going and finding the key?
I don't know where to look.
Oh, you're a baby.
But father!
He's just arrived. He's going to get
my hair. Take no notice, girl, if he tries to get friendly.
As far as I go, he doesn't exist.
Here comes Peer Gynt through the back by the car chair.
Hello, Peer Gynt. He looks lively enough.
His eyes shine in the firelight. Hello, Peer Gynt.
He goes straight to a party of girls in the firelight.
Who's the best dancer here? Which one's Twinkle Toes?
Not I.
Well, then you, not. Before someone better turns up.
No time.
Well, then you.
I'm afraid I'm just going.
Well, going so early, you can't be all there.
Look, Peer. She's gone off with that scabby old ram.
Well, where are the girls sitting out?
Go and look.
That is Aslak, the blacksmith. He's a terror, is Aslak. A great hairy ruffian. May 40 and Pierre down at Lunda, remember?
Pierre Gynt has suddenly lost all his sparkle. He glances shyly and furtively towards the group of girls.
They are all looking at him, but not one speaks. Only silence. As he moves away, people smile and follow him with their eyes.
Black looks sharp answers. Superior smiles, sneers, and great like a file on a saw.
Here sinks away into the shadow.
New people have come into the farmyard.
Ah, wife, here we are at
a tall, gaunt man with his wife and two girls. The little girl is Helga.
Helga, Solve, stay with mother.
The other, the taller of the two, is Solve.
The eyes of Peer Gynt meet the eyes of Solve.
She holds little Helga by the hand. Her hair is like flax.
Pierre moves out of the shadows. He speaks to her father.
Please, may I dance with your daughter?
We must go in and pay our respects to the host. Come, wife. Come, girls. We're going to the house.
Come, Helga.
Since you're here, you might as well try some of this.
No, thanks. I'm not thirsty. I'm here for the dance.
Oh, just as you like. I'll be glad of it.
Oh, how lovely she is. I know no one so lovely. Her eyes cast down and her apron so white. The way she held on to her mother's dress and carried her prayer book wrapped in a kerchief. I must go after her.
Leaving the dance?
No.
Oh, then your sense of direction's gone wrong.
Let me pass.
Oh, I see. You're afraid of the smith.
Me afraid?
Yes. The lunafell's not blown over.
Solveig's come back. She stands in the firelight.
She's looking for Pierre. She's waiting to dance.
I think it was you who asked me to dance.
Surely you can't have forgotten me. Come on.
Mother says, don't go too far away.
Mother says, were you born yesterday?
You're laughing at me.
Why? You're still quite a baby.
Oh, no. I was confirmed last spring.
Tell me your name, then we'll feel more at ease.
My name is Solve. What is yours, please?
Pierre Gynt.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
My garter's worked loose. I must go to the house.
Here's Mars Moon, poor fool. He goes up to his parents.
Mother, I've tried, but she won't.
She won't what?
She won't, Mother.
What?
She won't unlock the door.
The boy's only fit to be fed with a spoon.
Poor boy, don't scold him. He'll soon find his way.
Here he is, Aslak. Brandy Peel.
No, thanks.
Come, just a tot.
A tot, then, no more.
Come on, we ought to be going.
Are you frightened of me,
girl? Well, who isn't?
You showed us a few things at Lunda,
didn't you, Pierre? Oh, I can do more than that once I start.
And he's starting, believe me.
Come on, let it rip. Tell us what you can do.
Yes, no, tomorrow.
No, no! Are you good at playing magic?
I've come to the devil.
Well, my grandmother did that before I was born.
Liar. No one else living can manage that trick. I've come to the devil inside a nut.
No.
Thing was worm-eaten.
Well, that's obvious.
Sworn it. Cried and he tried hard to bribe me with this and that.
Was he forced to get in?
He was. And I plugged up the hole with a pin. Oh, Lord. You should have heard the buzz and the rumble.
But where is he now? Is he still in the nut?
No. The devil was clever. He got seen away. That's why the blacksmith hates me to this day.
Really?
I went to the blacksmith and asked him to hammer that nut for me. He said, of course. They took hold of the nut to hammer it flat, but being as heavy-handed as Aslak...
Did he kill the devil?
He hit like a madman. But the devil went up in a fury of flame. What? Right through the roof and the walls.
And the smith?
Yes, sir.
Just gates. Hands roasted like beef. And since that day, we've never been friends.
That's very likely. Oh, yes.
Quite one of his best.
Are you hinting I made it up?
Not at all. I know you didn't. It was one of my granddad's stock stories.
You liar! Happens to me.
All right, dear, we won't argue.
Oh, I can ride through the air on a horse. Oh, I can ride through the air.
Come on, then. Ride through the air.
Yes. In my own good time.
No, no.
They'll come when I'll ride like a whirlwind over you all, and you'll all fall at my feet.
Just staring man.
Gone off his
head. The boaster.
The liar!
You wait. Mark my words.
You mark mine, my boy. We'll warm your breech.
You see black eyes.
Pierce,
what is
it true you can ride through the air?
course it is, Mars. There's not much I can't do.
I suppose you've got the invisible coat.
What hat you mean, of course.
Solvay.
Oh, you're back. I am glad. Now, let's have a dance. I'm quite light on my feet.
Please, let me go.
Let you go?
You're so wild.
Like the reindeer, eh? As the summer comes on. Come on, girl, don't be obstinate.
I can't. No, I dare not.
But why?
You've been drinking. Come, Helga. Come quickly into the house.
Oh, no, don't go. Please, come back.
Dear.
What is it?
Dear. I wish you'd help me get into her room.
What, Ingrid? Where is she?
In the loft.
Oh, I see.
The least you can do, you might have a try.
Oh, to get your bride, you must do that yourself. Ingrid in the loft. Wait, Mars, wait for me. So then, listen, have you changed your mind? You're ashamed of me. I look like a tramp.
But you don't. It's not true. I don't think that at all.
Yes, I do, and what more, I'm a little bit drunk. I was hurt. You defended me. That's why I did it. Now, will you?
No, I dare not. I'm afraid.
Afraid? But of whom?
Mostly of father.
Oh, of father? I see. Is he very straight-laced? Does he rule you with an iron rod? Well, answer me.
What can I say?
Is your father religious? And you and your mother? Are you the same kind? Now, why don't you answer me?
Please let me go.
No, I won't. I can turn myself into a troll. At a stroke of 12, I'll be in your room, and you'll hear a strange noise, a hissing and spitting next to your bed, but it won't be a cat, but me. Every night I turn myself into a troll. I'll bite your loins, and I'll bite your back.
No, no.
Dance with me, Sylvie?
No. Now you're horrid.
There now. She's frightened. She's run to the house.
From the shadows, Mars Moon comes drifting to Pierre.
Pierre. I'll give you an ox if you'll help me.
All right. Come along, then. The loft, you said.
He's drunk as a lord.
What a crowd. What confusion. Hey, neighbor, what's wrong?
Sounds like the smith wants to fight with Pierre again. Hey, put on your coat, man. You can't fight him now.
Shut up! No! We'll settle it here now. Oh. It's skin or iron, it now or never.
Let him fight it out. Don't fight, let him argue.
Argue be damned. It's this or nothing.
Control yourself, man.
Are they going to hit him?
Are you backing out, Blacksmith?
No, I'll murder him.
Yes. Where's my son?
Yes.
I'll give him
one
for my God, what a walloping he's
going to get. For a scoundrel like him, that cudgel's too soft.
Let Blacksmith
will. I'll smash him.
What? You smash my Pierre? I'd like to see you try. His old mother Orza's got sharp teeth and claws. Where is he? Pierre!
It's Orza's mother.
She's raging.
Hey, Orza!
He's run all the way from the mill by the look of her.
Look, look at her, look at her. Where is he now?
Look, Pierre, look, look. The master of Hegstedt.
What is it? What's happened?
Old Hegstedt looks wildly. White as a ghost.
He can't speak. He's shaking.
He's not moving. He's crying.
What is it? What happened?
Father. Mother.
What's happened?
What's the matter, Mars?
What do you think? Peergrim.
Have you killed him?
No. Peergrim, look. Up there. Oh. On the hill.
With the bride.
Oh. The beast.
It's a sheer precipice. He's climbing. My God.
Oh,
no, they're safe.
Oh, look how he's carrying her. She might be a pig.
I hope he falls. Oh, take care. It's a beast.
He's raped my daughter. I'll strike him dead.
God punish me if you touch a hair of his head.
High up in the mountains, dawn.
Peergrim and Ingrid.
Ingrid, still in the remnants of her bridal dress.
Go away.
Where can I go after this?
Wherever you like.
You villain, you.
Oh, hold your tongue. This is where we part for good.
Memories bind us two forever.
The devil take all memories and the devil take all women too. Excepting one.
Who is the one?
Not you.
Well, then, who is she?
Oh, go away. Go home. Go back to your father.
Dearest, sweet.
Oh, God's sake.
You can't mean what you're saying.
Every word.
You get your way, then back me off.
Tell me what you have to offer.
Hegstead Farm and a good deal more.
Your prayer book in your kerchief? Where's your plait of golden hair? Do you gaze down at your apron? Do you cling to your mother's dress? Answer.
No.
Were you confirmed last spring?
No, but listen.
Tell me, does a holy feeling come to those that see you? Answer.
No, but...
That's all that matters.
They'll hang you if you fail me now.
It's a risk worth hanging for.
You'll get a fall. You'll be respected if you take me.
Impossible.
Back.
Oh, Lego.
Oh, you swindler.
You were willing?
I was desperate.
I was daft.
Your mind stayed up?
Firm as a rock.
All right, then. We'll see who wins.
The devil take all memories and the devil take all women, too.
Except in one.
Except in one.
A mountain lake in the moorlands. A storm is blowing up.
Orza is searching for Pierre, calling, calling in despair.
Volve and her father can hardly keep pace with her.
Pierre!
Orza clenches her fists and tears her hair.
Pierre! Oh, curse the skies, curse the waters, and curse the mountains. The skies roll down the mist to hide him. The waters meet in treachery to drown him. The mountains will crush him or step away beneath him, and all those people trying to kill him. Oh, please, God, there must not. I can't do without him.
Rest for a little. The mist may clear.
Sit here by me. It's more sheltered here.
Oh, I can't believe this has really happened. We were as one in our sorrow and need. I expect you've heard of my husband's bad name, how he roamed the district throwing away his money like dirt, how he drank and he swore, while I and Pierre sat alone in the house. What could we do but try to forget? I hadn't the strength to take matters in hand. Thought brings nothing but grief and tears, so you take to drink or you sham romance. Well, we found comfort in fairy tales about emperors and trolls and stolen brides, and who'd think that these tales would stick in his mind? Listen. What's that? Pierre! Pierre!
Poor soul.
Oh, not a thing to be seen. My poor lost lamb.
You are right. He is lost.
No, don't say that.
He hardened his heart. His soul is lost.
No, no. Our Lord will have pity on him.
He's loaded down by the weight of his sins.
He'll rise up and fly through the air. You'll see he did it before the Yenden Age. Nothing's beyond him, I tell you. You wait. If he lives long enough, he'll do something great.
It would be better to see him hanged.
In Christ's name!
With a rope round his neck, his eyes might open. He might repent.
Oh, you're driving me crazy talking like that. We must find him.
To save his soul.
If he's in the marsh, we must drag him out. And we must ring church bells if the trolls have got him.
Look, here's a trap.
Oh, then we're on the right road.
You stay with her, Salve. I'll go this way to the pastures below.
Bid them ring the bells.
Please, tell me some more.
About everything. I'd tire you out.
You'd tire of talking long before I'd tire.
Higher still, wild, remote country. Snow-clad peaks in the distance. Evening with lengthening shadows.
Peer Gynt on the run. The whole damn parish is after me now. They arm themselves with guns and sticks. The old man from Hegstead prancing about at their head. Hear him howling. It'll soon run. A different thing this from a scrap with a smith. This is life. I'm as strong as a bear. Swim rapid, I'll pull fir trees up by the roots, smash! I'll overturn the world! This is life! To hell with make-believe!
Down the mountains race the cowherd girls.
Filthy, ragged, bare arms and legs.
Thank you.
waiting for?
Gentle Martin, build a lot of room in a hut in the hay.
Rain
his gentle,
and
gently
swirling it with the
pools
the whole night long. Sleep with the cold, the whole night long.
Where are your men?
On to the mountain, on to the mountain, on to the mountain.
Three-headed troll and the man for you three.
You're a three-headed troll. You're a three-headed troll.
You'll very soon see.
Back to the hut. We'll see.
Let it flow.
Listening, snowy peaks all around, sunset and silence.
A man. His clothes are rags. His face is pale. His eyes wild and bloodshot. It is Pierre.
Palace on palace is rising. Look at that glistening gate. Stop. Will you stop? It's moving further and further away. The cock on the weather vane is lifting his wings as if for flight.
Vanished into the rock. The mountains locked them far.
There's a band of glowing iron pressing upon my head. There's a sound of bells in the distance.
I'll ride on the Yendin ridge, romancing and silly lies. I'll climb up the sharpest rock with the bride. I'm drunk a whole day. An orgy with crazy women romancing and silly lies.
There go two golden eagles and the wild geese flying low. And here am I plodding and stumbling deep in the snow. I'll join them. I'll wash off my sins in a bath of the keenest winds. I'll soar up over the moorland. I'll fly till I'm pure of soul. There's two golden eagles.
God.
Look, there's the end of the gable. Right. Going out of the mountain. It's my old grandfather's farm. The rags have gone from the windows, the palings are spruce and new. In every room, lights are blazing. There's a banquet in the hall. I can hear the parson tapping his knife against his glass. The captain flings his bottle at smashes against the wall. Let them be lavish and squander. What's it matter? Mother, be quiet. Rich John Gint's giving a party. Hurrah for the House of Gint. What's all this hustle and bubble? What's all this hullabaloo? The captain's calling for me. The parson's drinking my health. In you go then, Peer Gint, to the toasting. It rings out in clamor and song. Peer Gint, you were born into greatness, and great you'll be before long. Thank you.
reeling forward, Fear has struck his nose against a rock, fallen senseless.
He hears the rustle and shivering of leaves.
A myriad, myriad green leaves.
He seems to be on a mountainside with great trees in full leaf through which the wind is sighing.
Stars are twinkling through the leaves.
Birds are singing among the leaves.
There is greenness everywhere. A woman in green is walking beneath the leaves.
He feels himself walking, dancing, capering in the green world by her side.
Is that true?
As fact that I am pure, as true as the fact that you are gracious and fair. Will you have me? You'll see how nice I'll be. You won't have to weave or spin or mend. You'll have lots to eat and lots more to spend, and I'll never, never pull your hair.
Nor beat me.
We sons of kings don't beat our women.
You're the king's son?
Yes.
Well, I'm the daughter of the king of the Dover Mountains.
Are you now? Well, what a coincidence.
My father's palace is deep in the Rhondda.
My mother's, I feel quite sure, is grander.
Do you know my father? His name is King Borza.
Do you know my mother? Her name is Queen Orsa.
When my father's angry, the four winds awake.
When my mother starts scolding, the earth starts to quake.
My father can kick as high as a tower.
My mother can grind the rocks to flour.
Nothing to wear besides rags and tatters.
The man inside the breeches that matter.
Every day I wear silk and a golden pelisse.
But it looks more like tow and verdigris.
Ah, yes, darling, you must remember. In the Rhondda we see with another sense, and everything seems to have a double shape. When you see my father's house, you might think it an ugly pile of rubble.
Well, how peculiar, it's the same with us. You might fancy the gold is worthless dross, and that a glittering window pane will look like a bundle of stockings and dirty rags.
Evil seems good.
And black seems white.
Red becomes little.
And dull looks bright.
I see we're made for each other, Pierre.
Like breeches for legs or bottom for chair.
My steed, my steed. Come, my wedding day.
But it looks to me like a pig, I'm afraid.
See him arch his neck, hear him proudly neigh.
Get up, then, get up. We'll gallop away. Get hop, 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 my gallant sow.
And I was feeling so sad just now. It goes to show that it's fate that counts.
Great folk are known by the style of their mount.
Thank you. affairs of late have been going downhill.
Going downhill?
No one knows whether we'll crash or recover. So we can't refuse help, whatever the cause.
Whatever the cause.
Besides, the young man is almost without blemish. And virile, too, as far as I can see. It's true he has only a single head, but my daughter herself hasn't more than one. Three-headed trolls are quite out of fashion. Even two-headed ones are rare enough now, and I'm bound to say they're not up to much. So you're after me, daughter?
Well, your daughter and your kingdom thrown in as her dowry, of course.
I'll give you a half while I'm still alive. You can have the rest the day I stop out.
That's fair enough.
Wait a moment, my lad. You've got to make a few promises, too. If you break them, our pact becomes null and void, and you'll be lucky to get out of here alive. First of all, you must promise to wipe from your mind the whole world outside the Ronda Mountain.
If I'm king, that ought to be easy enough.
Secondly, now, Chamberlain, we'll see what he doesn't know.
Now, you see, whether your wisdom tooth can look a crack the nut of an old man's riddle.
What's the difference between a troll and a man?
Well, none at all, as far as I can see. Big trolls would roast you and little trolls skin you. Oh, we'd be exactly the same if we dared.
That's true. There are numerous points of resemblance. But morning is morning and night is night. And the difference is plain if you've got good sight. Now, I'll tell you what that difference is. Out there among men living under the skies, the saying says, man to thyself be true. But here in the mountains among the trolls, it goes, troll to thyself be. Enough. 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 That all-embracing word must be emblazoned on your coat of arms.
But
it must! If you're going to be king here.
Well, then, if it must, it must. It isn't worth it.
Next! You must shed your Christian clothes. Up here in the Dovre, everything is mountain-made. Nothing comes from the valley except the silk tip at the end of our tail.
I haven't got a tail.
I can give you one, Chamberlain. Fasten my Sunday tail on him.
No, you won't. You're making a fool of me.
You can't fool my daughter with a bare backside.
You'll turn me into beast.
My son, you are wrong. I'm turning you into a gallant beau. We'll give you a flame yellow tip for your tail. We could heap no higher honor on you.
Well, they say we're feathers in the wind, and custom and fashion must carry us with them. All right, then. Go ahead.
You're a wise young man.
See how gracefully you wagon waited.
Was there anything else I'm supposed to do? What about giving up my Christian faith?
You can stick to that if it eases your mind. Belief is real. There's no fact on it. A troll is known by the cut of his coat.
Well, in spite of the terms that you impose, you're much more sensible than I fear.
Alas, my son, we trolls are belied by our reputation. And that's another distinction between you and us. However, the serious part of our meeting is ended. Now we will feast our eyes and our ears. Stop it! Pluck gently the Dovre harp string. Dancer, spread lightly the Dovre hall floor.
What do you think of it?
Think? Speak your mind. What do you see?
Something. Frightfully ugly. Bell cows tangling a string with her hoof. A sow in short pot out of step with the discord.
You think we must put up with that when my sister and I dance and play so well?
Oh, dear, was it you? No, I was only joking. I mean, at a banquet, everything was said in fun.
Will you swear you were joking?
The music and dance were quite entrancing. I swear they were.
Come here, my son. I must do what I can to cure all your peculiarities.
How will you do that?
I'll scratch your left eye. Your vision will then become oblique, and everything that you gaze upon will bear the hallmark of excellence. Then I'll cut your right window pane.
Are you drunk?
Here's a sharp knife. You'll be tamed as though you're a bull run amok. And then you'll see that your bride is lovely. Your eyes will never deceive you again with cows out of step and bell cows twanging.
This is lunacy.
It's a tall thing, decision. He is the wise one, and you are the fool.
Think of all the annoyance and worry you'll rid yourself of in the course of the years. And try to remember that the eyes are the source of bitter anger.
Well, that's true enough, and the Bible says, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. Now, tell me, when will my sight be restored to normal again?
Never, my friend.
If that's the case, I must say no thank you.
Then what are you going to do?
Leave at once.
Indeed! Well, it's easy to get in here. But the Dovra King's gate doesn't open outward.
Are you going to keep me here by force?
Now listen, Prince Pierre, and try to be prudent. Your gifts mark you out to be a troll. You've already got the stamp and the carriage, and you would like to be a troll, wouldn't you?
Well, of course. Well worth sacrificing something to win a beautiful bride with a model kingdom thrown in beside. But there's a limit to everything. If you like, I'll swear that a cow is a maiden. I can always release myself from my oath. But to know that I can never be free again, that I can't even die like a decent man, that I'll end my days like a mountain troll and never, never go home again.
Now, on my life, I'm losing my temper, and I'm not here to be trifled with! Oh, long-legged ass. Do you know who I am? To begin with, you're much too free with my daughter.
That's a lie.
You'll have to marry her.
But you dare to make out that I...
Can you deny that you cast a lesser eye on her?
Well, that's not such a serious crime, after all.
You human beings are all the same. You talk about your soul, but you're much more interested in flesh. So you think desire is of no account? Well, you'll very soon learn to think otherwise.
You won't catch me with baiting your hook with lies.
By the end of the year, you'll be a proud father.
Let me get out of here.
You think you're your child wrapped up in a goat skin.
If I could wake up.
Shall we send him to your palace?
To the palace.
Ah!
As you like, Prince Pierre. That is your affair. But one thing's certain. What's done is done. You'll be surprised when you see a brat. Halflings grow at prodigious speed.
Old man, you're as obstinate as a mule. Now, dear lady, keep cool. We may yet strike a bargain. Now, I must make it plain that I'm neither a prince nor am I rich. Paint me in any colors and I still won't be a credit to you.
Be silent! Dash him to bits on the rocks, my dear!
Sting like arrows.
Tear like
cats. Dare defend himself if he can, but they are too many.
In despair, he cries.
Help, mother! They're killing me.
Church bells, far off.
Calls, yes.
Bells in the mountains. The black frog cows.
The whole pack vanishes.
The whole disappears.
Ginty splashing about with the branch of a tree.
Tell me, who are you? Move aside. Who are you?
Myself. And you say as such.
I can say what I like, and my sword can strike hard. Take care, or I'll bring it down on your head. Who are you? What are you? Out of the way, boy! I'll go through you. There are more of you. My sword's no good, but I have my fist. Backwards or forwards, it's just as far. Within or without, the path is narrow. He's there, and he's here. He's all around. Fight! You must fight! Give me claws and teeth to rent my own flesh. Let me feel my own blood. Let me taste my own blood.
That sounds like the wings of great birds.
Yes, it's coming for it.
Yes.
Foot by foot. Oh, it's coming for it. From away.
If you want to save me, girl, do it at once. Don't stand there gazing shyly downward. Your prayer book, pulling it straight in his face. An hour of torture such as this is too dear a price to pay for life.
Outside the tumble-down hut on the mountainside, Peer Gynt asleep.
He wakes from his terrible dream.
Helga is here with a basket of food.
Peer Gynt?
Hi, little one. What are you doing here?
Solve asked me to...
Solve? Where is she?
Behind the hut.
If you come over here, I'll run away.
You still afraid that I might trouble you?
James, dear.
You know where I was last night? The 12 King's daughter was chasing me.
Then it is right to bring the church bell.
Peer Gynt's not the kind to get to easily caught. Well, say something.
Oh, she's running away. Helga,
wait.
Let me go.
Look to what I have here in my pocket, a big silver button. I'll give it to you if you put in a good word for me.
Please let me go.
Here it is.
Let me go. Here is the box.
If you don't, God have mercy.
No.
I meant no harm. No, beg her. Beg her not to forget me. pine forest. A gray autumn day. Snow is falling.
Here Gint is in his shirt, telling the priest. He is pecking at a tall pine with crooked branches.
Oh, yes, you're tough, my ancient friend, but it won't avail you. Your days are numbered. I know you're wearing a coat of mail, but I'll slash right through it, strong as it is. Oh, yes, you can choke your crooked arms. You're resentful and angry, I understand. But I'm going to make you fall on your knees. More lies.
There is no man in armor. Only a pine with its bark all cracked. They must stop these wonderful cloudy flights to an airy world that never was. You're an outlaw, my lad, a fugitive. Yes, an outlaw. No longer will your mother bring your food and lay the table. If you want to eat, you must help yourself. Hunt in the forest, fish in the streams. Chop your own wood and light your own fire. Build your own house and set it in order.
I'll build a beautiful... Up on the roof, I'll have a tower and a weather vane. And a mermaid carved on the gable end.
Orza's house. Clothes are scattered about all over the room. The chest is empty.
A cat is lying on the bed.
Orza and the cotter's wife, Kari, are doing their best to tidy up.
Kari,
yes?
Listen.
What is the matter?
Tell me, where is... I wonder where is... What am I looking for? I'm going crazy. Where is the key for the chest?
In the keyhole.
What's that rumbling?
The last lord of furnace are going to Hexton.
Oh, have mercy, God. The whole house cleaned out. What Hegstadt forgot, the bailiffs have taken. They've left me barely a rag to my back. It's shameful that people can be so harsh. The farm and the land have gone forever. Old Hegstadt was hard, but the law was harder. No one would help me. No one showed pity, fear away. Not a soul to advise me.
This house is yours till the day you die.
Bread of charity for me and my cat.
You've got your peer to thank for all this.
Peer? I'm afraid you're getting muddled. Ingrid got home safe enough in the end. They've shown more sense if they blame the devil. He is the culprit. Why don't they blame him, the father of lies, tempted by poor boy?
Wouldn't it be best to send for the parson? Things may be even worse than you think.
Send for the parson. Perhaps I should. But, oh, God, no, I can't. I'm the boy's mother. I must help him. It's my sacred duty. Everyone's failed him. I'll do what I can. They've left him this coat. I'll patch it up. Would to God I dared to filch the rug. Where are the stockings?
There with the rubbish.
What's this, Kari? Oh, yes, it's an old casting ladle. It was one of his toys. He used to melt metal for buttons in this. He'd pretend that he was a button molder. Once at a party, in came the boy and asked his father for a piece of tin. Not tin, said my husband. I'll give you silver, King Christian's coin for the son of John Gint. God forgive him, he was in such a state that tin and gold were the same to him.
Yes,
here are the stockings, full of holes. I'll have to darn them.
Won't be too soon.
When I've finished them, I'm going to bed. I feel so tired and I feel so wretched.
Oh, dear. Look, Kari. Two shirts. They forgot to take them.
So they have. Oh, that's a bit of good luck. Mm. I think I can safely put one aside. No, I don't see why we shouldn't take both. The one he's wearing is quite threadbare.
Yeah, but also... You know that is a sin.
Yes, I do know. I know, too, that repentance absolves us from sin. Well, I'll repent.
Outside, a newly built hut in the forest. Reindeer antlers over the door. The snow is piled high. It is dusk.
Peer Gynt, outside the door, fastening a large wooden bolt.
There must be a bolt. A bolt to secure the door against trolls, against men and women. There must be a bolt. A bolt to keep out the venomous breed of hobgoblins. They come when night falls. They knock on the door. Open, Peer Gynt. They're as nimble as thoughts. And under the bed, they wink in the embers, blow down the chimney like flaming dragons.
God, heed your words.
Soldier!
Don't send me away. You sent my cave, and now I'm yours.
You're not afraid to come so near me?
You sent a message with a little Helga. Others came, too, with the wind and the silence. There were messages in your mother's words, messages in my crowded dreams. The long, long nights and the empty days brought me the message that I must come. Down there, all joy had departed from life. Laughter and tears were denied to me. I did not know what was in your mind. I only knew what I should and must be.
But your father?
In the whole wide world, I've no one to call father or mother now. I have left them forever.
So then, my precious, to come to me.
Yes, for you alone. You must be all to me, my friend, my life. It was worse to part from my little sister, and even worse to leave my father, but worst of all to leave her who had carried me in her arms at her breast. No, God forgive me. By far the worst was the sorrow of leaving them all. Yes, all.
Do you know the sentence they passed on you? How they even took my inheritance?
It was not for your good that I left my loved ones.
Do you know the rest? My life's at stake if anyone takes me outside this forest.
I asked my way here. When they questioned me, where are you going? I answered, home.
And away with nails and bars and bolts. I need no bolts to hide me from hobgoblin hordes. If you dare to dwell with the huntsman here, I know my hut will be consecrated. Oh, let me look at you, Sophie. No, not too near. Let me carry you. This is slender than light. May I carry you? I'll never tire. Oh, oh. You're so lovely and warm. Who would have thought I could make you love? Oh, I've been longing for you day and night. Look, I built this.
I love it. It's yours. It's so easy to breathe in the wind up here. The valley was stifling. I felt entombed. It was partly that feeling that drove me away. But here, I can hear the sighing pines. Silent and strong. Here, I am at home.
Salve, are you quite sure? It will be forever.
I have come to you. There is no way back.
Then you're mine. Go in. Let me see you inside. Go in. I'll get some logs for a fire. You'll soon be snug and bright and warm. You'll always be cozy. You'll never be cold. My princess, I found her and won her at last. Now a king's palace shall rise from the ground.
Is that true?
What? Who are you?
Old friends, Prince Tyr. My house is quite near. We are neighbors.
Indeed, that's news to me.
As your hut was built, mine grew at its size.
I'm in a great hurry.
You were in the Rhondda. But I'll plod along and still keep you in sight.
You're mistaken, old woman.
Oh, no, I was once, when you made me your promises under the leaves.
Made you promises? What the hell do you mean?
That evening you came to my father's palace. Have you forgotten?
What never took place? What nonsense is this? When last did we meet?
The last time we met was the first time we met. Boy, your father's thirsty. Give him a drink.
Father? That breath. What are you trying to say?
You can always tell a pig by its skin. Where are your eyes? Can't you see he's as lame in the shanks as you are lame in the mind?
Are you trying?
Are you trying to wriggle out?
This long-legged brat.
He's grown very crispy.
You old witch, do you dare to tell me that I...
Is it my fault that I'm not as fair as the day you enticed me under the leaves? Last autumn when my labor came on me, the devil was the only doctor there. So it's not surprising I lost my look. If you want to see me as fair as before, you've only to turn that girl out of door. Put her out of your mind and out of your sight. Do that and my beauty will return.
Get away, you hag.
You see if I will.
I'll kill you.
You'll try if you dare. Oh, no, Peer Gynt, I can stand hard knocks. You'll find me back here every single day. I'll open the door and spy on you both. When you're sitting in the fireside glow and you want to love her and kiss and embrace, I'll be at your side in my rightful place. We'll share you. We'll take it in turns in your bed. Farewell, my dear peer. Now go and get wed.
You hell.
Oh, dear, I nearly forgot. You'll have to bring up your son, you wretch. Go along, little devil. Go to your father.
I'll bring you with my axe. You wait. You wait.
Oh, dear, what a head he has on his shoulders. You'll be your father's double when you grow up.
I wish you were far...
Away as we are near.
Oh, this...
Arises from thoughts and desires. It's...
For her, Solve it. My loveliest, purest gold.
Oh, yes. It's the innocent who always suffer. The devil said that when his mother thrashed him dead drunk.
Go round about, said the boy. That's what I must do. My king's palace has crashed before my eyes. We were so near. And now she's so far. Beauty and joy have departed forever. Go round about. There's no way that leads straight through from me to her. Straight through? No. Perhaps there still might be a way. I think the Bible has something to say about repentance. But what does it say? I've no Bible. I've forgotten. No one to guide me here in the forest. All the same, the old witch was telling lies. She's out of my sight with her filthy ideas. Out of my sight, but not out of my mind. Insidious thoughts will follow me. Ingrid, those girls who sported and screamed on the hillside, they come too and scoff and sneer. No, no. Find a way round about. Not for gain or for loss, to cleanse myself forever from things that are best forgotten. Go in after this, so foul and smoke. Go in with those about my heels. Speak, but be silent. Confess, yet conceal. About.
What?
It's dark here, and I've a heavy load.
Wait, let me help. I will come and share it.
No, stay where you are. I must bear it myself.
Don't be too long.
Be patient, dear. You must wait for me.
I will wait for you.
Orther's room. Evening. A log fire lights the room. The cat is on the chair at the foot of the bed. Orza, is in bed and is plucking restlessly at the sheet.
Oh, Lord God. We'll never come back here. The nights are so endlessly long. I can't even send a message, and I have so much to say. There's no time to be lost, not a moment. So soon. It has come so soon. Had I known it, I would never have been so harsh with him.
Good evening, Mother.
Oh, thank God. Oh, here at last, my own dear boy. Oh, it's an awful risk you're running. Your life is in danger here.
My life? What's my life, Mother? I had to come down to you now.
Well, you've given the lie to Kari. I can leave you now in peace.
Leave me? What difference is there? Where do you think you can go?
Oh, here. My time is nearly over. I haven't much longer to stay.
But running away from my sorrows, and I thought at least here I'd be free. Are you cold? Are your hands and feet cold?
Yes, dear. It will soon be over. When you see my eyes grow dim, you must close them very gently. And arrange a coffin for me. And see that it's a fine one, dear. You... Oh, no. No, of course not.
Oh, please be quiet. Time to think of the coffin.
Yes. Yes. You see how much they've left. Just like them.
Mother, I know it was my fault. No point in reminding
me. You know it is that damn liquor that's the cause of all our pain. You were drunk, my boy. My dear boy, you didn't know what you were doing. And that dreadful ride on the reindeer was... No wonder you were so strange.
Yes, now, let's forget all that nonsense. Let's forget the whole damn thing. Let's store up all our sorrows till later, till some other day. Now, let's have a nice long talk about this and everything. Let's forget the fair one, doesn't it? Why, look there. Dear old pussy. Still alive. Well, who would have thought it?
At night she seems so restless. And you know what that means, don't you?
Is it any local gossip?
They say there's a girl round here who's pining for the heights.
Yes. Martin Owen, is he settling down?
They say that she pays no heed. You ought to pay them a visit. You might be helpful to them.
And the blacksmith, what's he doing?
Don't talk about the blacksmith. I'd much rather tell you her name. Her name is... Oh, you know, her name is...
Now, let's have our nice long talk about this avenue. Shall I fetch you a drink? Are you thirsty? Can you stretch in that little bed? Let me look. Why, this is surely the bed I had as a boy. Every evening you'd tuck me in and sit on the edge beside me and sing to me rhymes and songs.
Yes. And do you remember how we used to play at sledges when your father had gone away? A blanket was our sledge apron, and the floor was an ice bound for yours.
Yes, but do you remember what was the best thing of all? Our fiery Arab horses.
So I could ever forget. It was Kari's cat we borrowed, and we perched her up on the stool.
And drove away uphill and down dale to Thoria Moria Castle. The castle that's west of the moon, the castle that's east of the sun. A stick you found in the corner of the cupboard with your whip.
And I sat in front like the driver.
Yes, and you shook the reins and turned round as we galloped and asked me if I was cold. Oh, bless your heart, you're beautiful. You're always a loving face.
Oh.
Why are you moaning?
Oh, my back, dear. Oh, it's aching on these hard boards.
Well, sit up then, and I'll hold you. There, now, that's more comfortable.
No, dear. I want to leave.
Leave?
I'm longing to get away.
Oh, now, we'll wrap you up in the big.
I'll sit on the side of the bed and we'll while away the evening. I'll sing as you used to sing. I'll sing to you rhymes and songs.
Please, here. Will you bring my prayer book? I'm uneasy in mind.
I'm sorry, Amoria Castle, king and prince of Gideon. A feast. I'll slide that on your cushion. I'm going to dress you there.
But, dear, am I invited?
Yes, both of us will be there. Get up. Look alive there, Becky. Mother, you're not cold, are you? Ah, now they're making headway. Gordon has got into her start.
Dear, I can hear bells ringing.
Glittering sleigh bells, dear.
Dinner, the ghostly, hollow clanging.
I'm driving over the field.
Dear, I'm frightened. Sighing. And that eerie whispering.
Only the pine trees, Mother, murmuring on the hills.
Lights are gleaming in the distance. Can you see where they're coming from?
From the windows of the castle. Can you hear them dancing?
Yes.
On guard outside stands St. Peter. He's inviting you straight in.
Is he greeting me?
With honor. He's offering you some wine.
Has he cakes to offer with?
Oh, yes, a whole plate of them. And our parson's wife is making your coffee piping hot.
Am I going to meet her?
If you want to, Mother.
You're driving your poor old mother to a lovely party, dear.
Yep. Look alive there, Blackie.
Are you sure you are on the right road?
It's an easy road to follow.
But the journey is long and tiring.
The castle there in front of us. You'll be inside very soon.
I lie back and close my eyes and trust you, my own dear boy.
Put your best foot forward, Gornia. There's a huge crowd gathered there. They're clamoring at the entrance. Here, Gintz and his mother are here. What's that, Mr. St. Peter? My mother mayn't come in. You search far and wide, I can tell you, are not time so honest as so. For myself, I'll say nothing. I can go back the way I came, if you ask me. Well, I'll stay here. If not, well, I'll still be content. I've told many whoppers as the father of lies himself. Call my mother an old hen because she clucked so loud and long. But you must esteem and honor and please her and make her happy. You won't find anyone better in our part of the world these days. Oh, there's God the Father. And Peter, you'll catch it now.
Just stop that bullying, Peter. Mother all is welcome here.
There you are. What did I tell you? St. Peter's piped down already. Oh, Mother. What is it? Tell me. Don't stare at me, my dear Mother. Say something. Appear, your boy.
And you can rest now, Gordon. The journey is coming. Thank you, dear, for all that you gave me. The freshest. And the kisses, too. But now you must thank me, Mother. This kiss. The fare for the drive.
Yes.
Who is it?
It's Kari, your neighbor Kari's here. Well, you put an end to her sorrow and suffering. Dear God, she is sleeping soundly. What is she?
She is dead. See that she's decently buried. I must get away from here.
Are you going as far as that?
Yes. And farther still.
Thank you.
hear him snore.
Orza is dead.
Fear has gone off, away from Norway, away from his past. Here Gint is still on the run.
Up in the forest stands the unfinished hut, with reindeer antlers over the door. There, Solve waits for Peer Gint.
The play, we have told of Peer Gynt's youth. What a romancer he was, always running from reality into a world of fairy tales, of princes and palaces.
And always the hero of Peer Gynt's stories was Peer Gynt.
He fell in love
with Solveig.
But in love, as in practical affairs, romance, the need to play a hero, was more strong than faith.
There were other girls. There was a scandal for which he was outlawed. He had to live in a hut deep in the forest, a hunted outlaw. Solve joined him.
But between them arise the figments of Peer's imagination, his memory of the other women, his inability to confess to her his weakness, his silliness, to be seen not as the man he imagined, but the man he is.
He runs away, away from Norway, away from Solve, away from his past, away from his old self. When we meet him again, it is many years later.
The coast of Morocco. A dinner table set in a palm grove under an awning.
Palm netting on the ground. In the background, a hammock slung between palm trees.
Offshore lies a steam yacht flying Norwegian and American flags.
Here he is, dining with three friends. He is now a handsome, middle-aged man.
Oh, pass the pineapple, will you?
Well-dressed.
Oh, thank you.
Well-groomed. Well-fed.
Drink, gentlemen. If man is meant for pleasure, let him take his pleasure. The past, what's done is done. Drink, Mr. Cotton from Lancashire.
Oh, thank you, Monsieur Ballon.
Yes, take another cigar, Herr von Erbekopf.
Well, now, lift me glass, dear Mr. Gint.
Monsieur, you have to taste the tone that nowadays is seldom found in vessels living on garçon. There's something which I can define.
The mind is void of prejudices, but thinks this higher criticism. Real knowledge of life. Isn't that what you meant, monsieur?
Frankly, it sounds much like high flow.
But your tongue is limited. But if we are looking for the source of this phenomenon...
It's found.
Oh?
It's just because I never married.
Who said don't?
Why, gentlemen, the thing is as clear as daylight. What's a man's first duty? The answer's brief. To be himself without reserve, devote himself to himself and to his own concerns.
Why?
Now, what chance is he of doing this if he's burdened like a camel with someone else's joys and sorrows?
I dare say you've had to fight for this. Head of senseless concentration.
Oh, yes, I've had to fight for it, but I always won the honors. Though once I nearly fell into a trap for all my cunning and let my roving fancy capture a girl who was of royal blood.
Before your blood?
Or very nearly, you know.
As a family opposed to me.
Quite the reverse.
Uh-huh.
Well, you see, things took a turn which made them think it was high time we were married.
So, to be candid,
the affair from first to last was most suspicious.
So the whole thing went by the board?
No, it took another aspect. was an unexpected pother. The youngsters of the family were much the worst. I had to battle with 7 of them all at once. Blood was spilt, but still that blood sealed my certificate of valor.
You have an outlook upon life that proves you a philosopher.
Dear friends, just think what my career has been.
Quite so.
What was I when I first went westward? Quite penniless and empty-handed. I had to work hard for my food.
Well, what was your trade?
Black ivory. I brought Negro slaves to Carolina, then I shipped idols out to China.
Tito, well, you're joking, surely.
No doubt you think the business doubtful.
Well, I'm sure.
I felt it too. Felt it in what could I do? To stop the trade with China was impossible. I found a way. I opened up other interests in China. I still sent idols every spring, but every autumn I dispatched missionaries, fully equipped with all essentials for conversion. Stockings and Bibles. Rice and rum.
And a good profit.
Naturally.
It's quite edifying to hear a plan of life so practical.
The key to success is simply this. Keep your ear tightly closed against the venom of a dangerous viper.
Well, what sort of a viper?
A little one that tries to make you burn your boat. To take irrevocable steps. Now, anyone can fight with courage if he keeps behind him an open bridge which he can cross to safer country.
Ah. Well, but now, sir, what do you hope to do with all your money?
Do with it here.
Aye, I presume you have intentions.
Yes, I intend to be emperor.
You what?
Emperor.
Well, where?
Of the whole world.
But how, my friend?
By the power of gold.
But...
Someone or other said somewhere... But if you gain the whole world but lose yourself, your gain would be a wreath around a grinning skull. That's what it says, or something like that.
Tell me, what is the Genshin
Cell? The world that's here inside my head that makes me me and no one else. The Genshin Cell. It is an army of wishes, hankering desires. It is a sea of fancies, craving dictates. But just as our Lord needed earth to make himself God of the earth, so I, Peer Gynt, have need of gold to make myself an emperor.
But you're rolling in gold.
Not enough. But now I think the chance has come to make enough. The papers that have come on board tonight have brought important news.
Oh, well, what's happened?
Greece is in a ferment.
What? The Greece?
Yes, they've revolted.
Hurrah!
Turks are in a mess.
To Greece, the path to glory is there.
I'll encourage them.
I'll encourage them.
Why, with the contract. I'm forced to I'm just.
I thought you were a scoundrel.
Oh, nay, nay, that's too strong. I thought you were a fool.
Forgive us, Jim.
So that's what you meant.
This is honorable, Jim.
But tell me, don't you understand?
Understand? I'm damned if I do.
But aren't you going to help the Greeks with money and your fleet of ships?
No, thanks. I'm on the stronger side. I'll lend my money to the Turks.
You can't. You can't mean.
Now listen, gentlemen. Our friendship is floating away like these wreaths of cigar smoke. It's best that we should part at once. You're going to Greece. I'll take you there for nothing. Put you ashore well armed. The more you fan the flames of war, the better I shall like it. Fight hard for freedom. Give the heathen hell. And end your days with glory. Spiked upon a Janissary's spear. Make my apologies for me. I've money in my pocket, and I am myself. The Peter Gynt.
Well, now I think I'm going to bed.
My hammock, sir. The mouth is fine. Take another cigar. Pray, finish the wine.
Well, come night. Yes, no sense of honor.
I saw myself crowned a conqueror, fed by lovely Grecian women.
I saw my fatherland's culture creeping out over land and sea.
God damn, I could shed tears of rage. I saw myself owning Olympus. There's copper to be mined up there, and then that mountain, Parnassus. Aye, people talk a lot about it, but they don't know its waterfalls will generate 1,000 horsepower.
So near success, and now... So far.
That nigger driving Nabob gold is in that coffin of a ship.
A marvelous idea.
What is it? See
the ship. Him. You can't. You'll steal the whole damn ship.
How scandalous.
Eh, but what a net.
Oh, what villainy.
Hey, wait, you two.
Good night.
Sir, keep us in to you.
I'm sorry to leave you. I am dry.
Goodbye, Sir Peterkin. Goodbye.
Later, moonlight, driving clouds, the yacht far out to sea, steaming at full speed. Peer Gynt is running along the shore.
She's put to sea. I'm dreaming, I'm drunk. Surely I'm not going to perish like this. It's a dream, it must be a dream. It's not. It's a truth, oh, scoundrel. Oh, hear me, Lord. It's I, Peer Gynt. Pay attention, please, Lord. Make them turn the ship round. Make them lower the dinghy. Stop, please. Hi, Lord. I've given up the nigger plantation. I've sent hordes of missionaries to China. Surely one good turn deserves another. Oh, help me to get to the yacht. Help, Lord.
A column of fire shoots into the sky from the yacht. A cloud of smoke obscures it. The smoke clears away. The yacht is gone.
Plop to the bottom. All hands, men and mouth. I should be saved and they should be sunk. All praise to the Lord who has sheltered me, kept his eye on me, in spite of my faults. Ah, what a wonderful feeling of safety and comfort to get when you know that you are specially guarded. But I'm out in the desert. No food, no drink. Ah, it will be all right. He'd never allow a poor little sparrow like me to pop off. I must humble myself and give him time. The Lord will provide. Ah, I'm full of faith.
He settles happily to sleep.
And now, a little interlude.
Night to death. Peer Gynt sleeping sound. An Arabian horse thief and a receiver of stolen goods meet nearby.
They conduct their business in song. I don't know why.
Spear points gleaming in the sunshine, see, see. I hear them galloping over the sand. Oh, oh, my father, thief, he turned the keel. My father, believe, and so must I. We must be ourselves, but we ourselves. Footsteps in the thicket. Away, away. Deep is the grave, and Allah is great.
They have run away, leaving the horse.
Comes the dawn.
I've spent an extremely uncomfortable night. But what a perfectly lovely morning. The dungbill is rolling himself in the sand, the snail creeping out of his shell. Morning. I feel so safe in the daylight. Just look at those lizards bustling about. How innocent they are, those animals. Each one carries out his maker's intention. Each one is himself, himself, as he was on the day of creation. I won't think any more. I'll light a cigar. I've got one left and a match as well. Way in the distance, I see an ostrich. I wonder what God's intention was when he made this enormous, desolate space. Why was it made? Nature's unbusinesslike. Is that the sea over there in the east? No, it can't be. That's one of those mirages.
sees in the west.
There, behind me. That hill is the dike which is keeping it out. A dike. A bit of blasting. Then a canal. Like a river of light, it would lead the waters right through the channel, drowning the desert. Soon the whole of this smoking hell would be as fresh as a rippling sea. Ships would speed southward like homing birds on roofs that were once the caravan tracks. Cities would spring up all over the place. Steam would start Timbuktu factories working again. Give me the money, it can be done. A key of gold to the door of the ocean. A crusade against death. I'll raise capital. On my kingdom. No, half my kingdom. For a horse. A horse. And three. And four. And three. It's gone. Three. I'm rich somewhere or other, the taste to move mountains. In Esty, in Posty, and so on and so on. I'll put on the road. And now let me see. Sir Peter and Turk from head to heel. No, faith never tells you what you'll do next. Look alive there, Gronier, my trusty steed. Gold stirrups, too, to support my feet. Great folk are known by the style of their mount.
A tent in an oasis.
Jurgis, in an oriental robe.
He reclines upon cushions.
He drinks coffee.
He smokes a hookah.
I've seen it in print, so it must be true. No man is a prophet in his own country. Well, this is a much more pleasant existence than the life I led as a Charleston merchant. Prophet. Well, that makes my standing clear. If men praise me now, it's because I am I, not because of the size of my bank balance. A prophet. Shoots me down to the ground. And I found myself numbered among them by chance, just by going and cankering over the sands and running across these children of nature. The prophet had come. They asked me no more, and I didn't intend to deceive them. No, no. Anyway, I can always resign. It's a purely private, personal affair. I mean, I can go as I can. My charger is ready. In short, I am master of the situation. Anita?
Prophet and Lord.
What does my slave desire?
The sons of the desert are waiting outside. They beg to be allowed to gaze on your face.
Stop. Tell them to muster a long way away. I'll give them audience a little later. Dance for me, daughter. The prophet desires to forget these annoyances. Yes, the legs are working as fast as drumsticks. Certainly a tasty piece of flesh. Here and there she bulges a bit too much. Hardly a northern conception of beauty. But then what is beauty? A mere convention. Anita.
Thy slave has heard.
You attract me, my child. The prophet is moved. If you don't believe me, here's the proof. I'll make you a houri in paradise.
Impossible, Lord.
As I'm alive, I'm dead serious.
But I have no soul.
Then I'll give you one.
But how, my Lord?
You leave that to me. I'll make it my duty to educate you. Oh, there's no doubt you are pretty silly. I've noticed that fact with some regret. You've ample room for a small size stone. Let me measure your brain box now. Yes, there's room, just room. Now, I knew there was.
I don't care so much about having a stroll. I'd rather have...
What?
That lovely old thing. There. Never cared.
There is the opal, my sweet Oleander.
Ah.
Come, Anita. We will sport beneath his palm tree waving branches. I will whisper, you will simper. Later on, we'll change our rules. Then your rosy lips will whisper words of love whilst I sit simply.
Be gone, my lord. For when you speak, I see glimpses of more open.
Do you know what life is, child?
No. But teach me, please.
To float thy shod down the stream of life being yourself. That is life. In youth and in manly strength alone can I be what I am. You. As emperor, I must rule ardent with youth, not in the desert, but in the greener, fresher fields of a maiden's virgin thought. None but I shall know your longings. In the empire of my love, I must reign supreme, unquestioned. The imperial beauty of my voice has glided off. Yes. Shows my power, sir. She floated off in dreams, helpless on the murmuring current of her emperor's world of love.
Does the roll of the prophet begin to fall?
It does.
Do the Arabs begin to smell a rat?
They do.
Is it time for Peer Gynt to depart?
High time.
But Anita?
Mounted once more on his white steed, he has carried her off. Eastward, across the desert.
A little rose.
What do you want?
What? I want to play a dozen falconry.
Stay on, you. I know who prophet.
Oh, come along, prophet. So is it good? Does this bareback ride point to old age?
Get me that dream you have on your fingers.
And it's a darling take everything.
Your words are music. Oh, noble.
Ah, what joy it is to know that you love me so dearly.
Let's away. I'll lead your horse like a slave. There, my road. Take my hunting whip. I'll trudge beside you in the sand. I'm young, Anita, remember that?
Yes, you are young. Have you any more?
But of course I'm young. Cat, I can be like a buck. I'm a cock-a-doodle-doo.
I'm a cock-a-doodle-doo. You're sweating, old prophet. I'm afraid you will know. Let me hold that.
That's tender anxiety. Of course you will hold my purse. Loving hearts can do without gold. Yes.
Now, sweep a loving heart in heaven.
When we get to my castle, any time.
Your paradise? How far do we go?
1,000 miles or so.
Too far.
Listen, we shall have the soul, I promise
no,
you.
No, I can manage without a soul. If you were young, for time.
And for me.
Anita, a babe.
Ow!
Farewell!
She's well, gone, I'm... gone. That's the last you'll see of her. She's taken your horse. Hit the whiplash. Come.
And now, Peer Gynt has stripped off his oriental robe.
He stands patient and thoughtful, once more in European dress.
There lies the Turk, and here stand I. What was I doing in such company, away with this peacock ostentation? I must be myself. Now that's how to live. So many roads are open, which will I choose? My business life's a finished chapter. My love affairs are cast off clothing.
I don't want to double back on my tracks. Backwards or forwards, it's just as far, within or without, the path is as narrow. And that comes from some holy book or other. I must think out a new, ennobling path. How would it be if I gave myself a traveling scholarship so that I might study humanity throughout the ages? Of course, that's it. Like a feather, I'll float down the unending stream of time, live over the past as in a dream, see heroes do battle for worthy causes. I'll be an onlooker at a safe distance. I'll see thinkers tortured and martyrs bleed, see kingdoms crumble and empires fall, see great things develop from small beginnings. In short, skim the cream of history. It's a great thing to have set yourself a task. Yes, I've solved the riddle of my life's worth and it's made me happy beyond compare. I've found myself the man, Pierre Gibbs, the Emperor of Humanity. The past will become my hunting ground. Let the modern, the living pass me by. I'll waste no shoe leather on today. There's no fate, no time in modern man and woman. Well, frailty is thy name, is woman.
Norway, a hut far away among the pine trees.
An open door with a large wooden boat. Reindeer horns over the door.
A flock of goats near the hut.
A bright summer's day.
Solveig, now a fair, middle-aged woman, is sitting in the sunshine, spinning. She gazes down the pathway and sings. Where is the traveling scholar, the emperor of humanity?
He has traveled eastward in search of the past. Behold him now at the foot of the Sphinx. He gazes up. He puts on his glasses and gazes again.
Now, where have I met this thing before? I'm certain I've met it up north or down south. This creek, this cross between lion and woman. Did I meet him in one of my flights of fancy, or is he an actual memory? Someone I know? I remember now. It's the boy, of course, who delivers the stern fever. Well, there you are, boy. You still speak in riddles? Well, let's have a try. You see if you still give the same answer. Hi, boy. Who are you?
Ah, in service to.
What's that? An echo in German? Remark.
Service to.
Got a Berlin accent.
A man.
A man. Oh, I suppose he was talking.
My dear, excuse me. I'm an agent, Lager. Please tell me, what brought you here today?
A visit. I'm calling on a friend of my youth.
The Sphinx?
Yes, the Sphinx. I knew him when I was a boy.
Splendid. And after such a worried night, my forehead is just about ready to burst. You know him, my dear. Then tell me, what is he?
What is he? Well, that's easy. He's himself.
I see. It has flashed before my eyes like lightning. The riddle of life is solved. One thing is certain. He is himself.
That's what he says, at any rate.
Himself. The day of knowledge has dawned. Your name, mein Herr.
I was christened Pierre-Gin.
Pierre-Gin. Allegorical, what I expected, Pierre-Gin. In other words, the great unknown, the Messiah whose coming was revealed to me.
No, really? But did you come here to look
for... Pierre-Gin. Profound, enigmatic. What are you?
I've always tried to be myself.
Come with me.
What?
You must be known, saluted, worshipped by all wise men. Tukaro, I've found the Emperor of Revelation.
Emperor?
Come.
Am I really known?
The Emperor of Revelation based on self.
That was Dr. Begriffenfeld.
Who is Dr. Begriffenfeld?
The great mental specialist.
But,
Exactly. He was in charge of a lunatic asylum. He has had, well, a little breakdown.
He has taken Kerrigan to Cairo.
To the asylum.
A great courtyard.
Surrounded by cells.
Faces at barred windows.
Men in cages.
Some wander in the filthy yard with chains on their feet.
The Christenfeld comes in.
Drags Kerrigan by the arm.
I must pour out my heart to someone or other.
What is it?
Promise me you won't faint.
I'll do my best.
Absolute reason. Died last night at 11 o'clock.
Good God.
Yes, it's most lamentable, and in my position doubly so. Up to now, this state has been looked upon as a lunatic asylum.
Asylum?
Not now. Those people who were forced to be made became normal last night at 11 o'clock in accordance with the reason in its newest phase. Moreover, all those that we thought sane all went off their heads at that very same hour.
But
I must summon them here. Come out! The hour of rebirth has come! Reason is dead! Long live your king!
But my dear man, I...
Hail to the Christian Lord and please to God of the Lord and
Emperor
is here! Emperor?
Emperor! But the honor is too great. Give me time. I'm not fit. I'm stupefied.
You, a man who is called the simplest little, a man who is simple.
Well, that's just the trouble. I am myself in everything. But here, as far as I can see, it's a question of being beside yourself.
Beside? Oh, no. You're sadly mistaken. Here we are ourselves in thought and in word, ourselves from a father's uttermost age. And so, since we must have an earlier than you, father's very man.
If only that...
Now, don't lose heart. Every new task must have beginning. What else? Come here, we'll look for example. We'll take a chance and choose one at random. Engaging, illustrious one. How are things going?
I am King Apis.
But I must confess that... Why do you carry that thing on your back?
He was once a king called Apis. Today, he's a mummy. Quite dead.
He built those pyramids yonder and carved the mighty sphinx. But I am this same King Apis. It's as clear as clear to me. One day when King Apis was hunting, he suddenly got off his horse and excused himself for a moment and went into my grandfather's field. The earth that King Apis manured has nourished me with its corn. And if further proof is needed, well, I have an invisible horn. So it's more than damnable, isn't it, that no one admits my right by birth? I am King Apis, but a peasant in everyone's sight. No. Dad, give me some sound advice. How can I become like King who think I'm a fake?
Your Majesty, may I suggest that you hang yourself and then in your coffin behave like King Apis, as though you were dead like him.
I'll do it. My life for a halter. Rope for a minute. At first, I'll feel a bit different, but time will soon smooth that out.
Yeah, that's what I call personality, a man with a method.
Oh, undoubtedly.
But he's really hanging himself. Oh, God have mercy. My brain is a whirl.
A transitional stage for that long.
Transitional?
What to?
Forgive me, I'm going.
Come back, are you mad?
Not yet.
Mad? God forbid.
I've been told that an emperor arrived today. Is it you?
It seems to have been decided.
Good. Then you'll have all sorts of papers to sign. Perhaps you'll honor me with a dip. I am a pain. Just think how nerve-wracking it is to be a pain and not feel a nice ache.
Just think what it's like to be a reindeer to spring from the rock.
Steady, here, no jumping, Steve.
A knife. I am blunt. Quick. Cut me. Slit me. The world will end if I'm not sharpened.
Yeah.
A knife.
Oh. Ah, now I can lick up the ink. What joy.
Well, there is no need to bleed all over me.
Great God, hold fast.
I'm all that you wish. A Turk, a sinner, a troll, but help me, I... Something. Your name? I can't remember. Help me now. Oh, protector of madmen. Help!
Ha! See how he sits and prone in the mire. He is the sight himself. Let's throw him out.
He has been on the ground.
The wooden belt has sprung on his back.
He seems to ride on his back.
He has plucked a crown of straw.
Behold the gross affair. Long live the emperor of health.
Long live the emperor of health.
Here, let us pause for a moment. We have reached the second break in the play's continuity.
In the first part, we saw Peer Gynt in Youth, among the mountains, the snows, and the fir trees of Norway.
The second part was set in baking deserts and showed Peer's middle age.
Now we embark on the third and last part.
Peer Gynt in Age.
We shall go back with him to the north.
Aboard a ship in the North Sea off the Norwegian coast. Sunset. Stormy weather. The captain and steersman are at the helm.
Peer Gynt, the cipher. He is now a hale old man. Hair and beard nearly white. He is in a sailor's jacket and sea boots. He is weather-beaten. His face is hardened. His eyes are fixed on the coastline.
Dressed in his winter clothes. The old man shows up well in the evening sun. There's his brother, the yokel, standing beside him, still wearing his ice-green glacier cap.
And there, like a virgin in pure white, is the Fulgithan. Ah, try no tricks with me. You are made of stone.
Two men to the wheel! And the lantern set!
Evening, Captain.
Evening, sir.
Will we land by the morning?
Just about, unless we have a dirty night.
Looks a bit threatening in the west.
Aye.
When I pay my bill, remind me to give a tip to the crew. I'd like to give something to them all.
Thank you.
It won't be much. I made my pile, but most of it vanished. I've got nothing but what I carry with me.
I'm sure it's enough to give you a standing among the folk at home.
I've no family. There's no one expecting this prodigal son. I'll escape all the fuss of that landing stage.
The storm's almost on us.
We won't forget that anyone here is really in need.
Oh, that's handsome of you. We're all hard up. The cook's the poorest of the whole lot. His home's never free from hunger.
Married?
Yes.
A home?
Yes.
Someone waiting for them?
Yes.
Someone to welcome them when they return?
Yes.
If they get back at night, what then?
There'll be something special ready for supper.
A lamp on the table?
And something to drink.
There they'll sit by a flickering fire with their wives and children all around. There's a noise in the room, but no one hears half the other says to them just because they're so happy.
Yes, that'll all happen. That's why it was so good of you to promise to give them a little bit more to add to their wages.
No, I'm damned if I do. Do you think I'm mad? You really expect me to empty my pocket for the sake of other people's children? I've had to slave for what I've got. There's no one waiting for old Pierre Gint.
Just as you like. The money's yours.
It certainly is, and mine it shall be. I'll settle my bill the moment we berth. My fare from Panama, and then I'll stand the round of drinks for the crew and nothing else.
Excuse me now, the wind's getting up.
Reef in the topsail! I'm in! Look alive!
Support other people's swarming breaths, make them laugh, fill their hearts with happiness. You know that they're always in somebody's thoughts, but no one at all that thinks of me. A lamp to welcome them, I'll put it out. I'm all drunk, those devils. I'll see that they don't stay sober. They'll go back drunk to their wives and children. I'll give them a what a huge wave. These northern waters are always themselves raging and wild.
Good evening.
Good evening, what?
Who are you? Your fellow passenger.
Oh, indeed. I thought I was the only one here.
A small mistake. Corrected now.
Funny, I've never seen you before.
I don't go on deck during the day.
Have you been ill? You're as white as a sheet.
Not at all. I am in the best of health.
What a fearful storm.
Yes. A good thing, too.
A good thing?
The waves are as high as a house. I'm licking my lips. Just think of the ships that are going under. Just think of all the corpses that will be washed ashore.
Good God.
Have you ever seen anyone hanged or strangled or drowned?
Yeah, you're going too far.
There's a grin on their faces, a mocking grin. And most have bitten off their tongues.
Here, keep away.
Let me ask you a question. Just suppose that we run aground and sink in the darkness.
You think we're in danger?
That's the question I can't very well answer. But suppose I'm saved and you go to the bottom. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. When a person has one foot in the grave, he starts to get generous, give things away.
Well, if it's money you want, I'd...
No. Would you be good enough to give me your highly valuable corpse?
This is really too much.
Your corpse. Nothing else. In the interests of science.
Get away.
My dear sir, just think what you will gain. I'll open you up and have you displayed. I'm trying to find the seat of dreams. You get a complete examination.
Get away.
But my dear sir, a mere drowned body.
You blaspheming fool, get away from here. Are you mad?
Well, maybe you'll change your mind. We'll meet when the ship sinks, if not before. By then, you may be in a better mood.
Uncertain fellows, these men of science. Free thinkers, too. Captain.
Yes, sir?
A word. That passenger. What sort of madman is he?
You're the only passenger on board.
Who went into the cabin just now?
The ship dog, sir.
The storm breaks furiously. The ship thunders.
Now, close to land among rocks and breakers, a small boat's keel emerges.
So does another man.
It is the ship's cook, the poorest man of all the crew.
Who's fighting the water for possession of the overturned boat?
Let go, Conful. She won't take two.
I know. Get off.
You get off. Never. Away with that hand.
Oh, spare me, please. Think of my little one at home.
I need life even more than you up to now. I have no
clue. Cole, you've lived. I'm still young.
Get off quick. Not much good.
Help, pity. In God's name, give way. You've no one to grieve for you. Ow! Oh, I'm drowning.
No, I've crushed her by your hair. Now say your prayer.
I've forgotten them. Everything's gone black.
Say what's most urgent.
Give us this day.
Skip all that. You'll soon have everything you want.
Give us this day.
Same old song. It's easy to see that you were a cook.
Give us this day.
Amen, lad. You were yourself right to the end. Now for the shore, where there's life, there's always hope.
Here gets to land. He makes for his old home.
Hut by the mountain stream where we first saw Pierre with his mother.
The rushing stream has dried up. The hut is in utter ruin.
An auction is taking place. Pierre Gint is sitting among weeds and refuse.
Look! Look at this maid, I've just bought it! Pierre Gint has some old little buttons in there.
What about me? A purse for a halfpenny.
A peasant's hat for something!
Pierre Gint? Who was he?
Here's the horns of the reindeer on which Pierre Gint went over the top of the Yendine Ridge.
Hi! You! Oh, there's that! Look at your face! Look at this cavern!
Look at
the one you used when the devil broke out of the nut!
Lars Lewis! Look here, the invisible cloak in which Pierre Gint and Ingrid threw away through thin air.
Some brandy, boys. I'm feeling my age. I'll hold an auction of all my stuff.
What have you got?
I've got a palace with huge walls up in the Ronde.
I bid one button.
Raise it to a top. The sin and a shame to bid less than that.
He's a merry old chap.
Gronia, my horse. Going.
Where's he?
Way in the west, near the setting sun, boys.
What else have you got?
I've got gold and rubbish.
What?
I bought these at a loss, and now I'll sell at a sacrifice.
Put them up.
I've a dream about a prayer book. You can have it for a hooker now.
The devil with dreams. And then there's my empire. Pet, you can tremble for it.
Is a crown too many?
A crown of straw. It'll fit the first man that puts it on. Wait, there's still more. An addled egg. A madman's gray hair. The prophet's beard. I'll give the lot to the person who can show me the signpost out on the moor. The signpost marks, this is the way.
Here comes the constable.
I don't like your behavior, my man. If you're not careful, I'll have to arrest you.
Very well.
But tell me, who was Pierre Gip?
What the...
If you don't mind, I want to find out.
Well, he went abroad. Went from bad to worse, as you might have guessed. Got himself hanged. It was years ago.
Hanged? Fancy that. Well, I'm really not surprised. The late Pierre Gint was himself to the end. Goodbye. Goodbye, and thank you all for your time.
The eve of Pentecost, in the depths of the forest. Pierre Gint in the undergrowth, grubbing for wild onions. He's down on his hands and knees on the ground.
This old boy is back to Mother Earth again. The great thing in life is to fill your belly. Fill it with onions? What's it matter? I'll be coming, I'll sit and smell. The stream nearby, so I won't go thirsty. I'll still be a lord of creation here. And when I die, as I suppose I will, I'll creep beneath the fallen tree like a bear. I'll cover myself with leaves, and on the bark I'll spat in big letters. Here lies Pierre Gint. A decent fellow. Emperor over all the beasts. Emperor. You silly old buffoon. You're no emperor.
You're just this onion.
And I'm going to peel you, my little dear. Neither tears nor prayers will help you now. Now there's the outer layer, all bruised and broken. It's a drowning man on the wreck of the boat. This is that. Can you whisper the passenger? Still savoring a little of Pierre Gint. And inside here is the gold digging eye. The juice is gone, if it ever had any. This lair here with a hard, coarse skin was a fur hunter of Hudson Bay. The next lair is like a crown. Thank you. And throw that away without more ado. And here's the archaeologist. Short but sturdy. And here's the prop. Juicy and fresh. He thinks it's the proper instead of life. Enough to bring tears to an honest man's eyes. This year, so soft and immaculate, is a man who lives for death. The next one looks poorly, shot through with black. And black brings both parson and negro to mind. Quite a multitude of layers. When am I going to get to the heart?
There isn't one.
Right through to the middle. It's layer and layer keep getting smaller. Nature is witty. The hell of a fork. Once you start thinking, you start stumbling through. that person smile at that danger, I seem to be firmly set on all forms.
He has called near to a hut. There are reindeer horns over the door.
That hut in the forest? But I could swear I know I've seen this building before. Those reindeer antlers over the door. That mermaid carved on the edge of the gable. Right, no mermaid. Nails and the board. A boat to keep out a goblin.
Here again, rises from the ground, stands upright as a man stands, listening. He is white as death.
One who remembers, one who forgot, one who had faith, and one who had none. Oh, misery. My empire was here.
A moor with perfumes of night.
A forest fire has laid its waste.
Hard sea trunks everywhere.
Patches of white mist here and there on the ground.
Children weeping, weeping that is half a sob. Red walls are rolling at my feet. Get away, you flock of moths. I gave life to a thought. It was deformed with crooked legs.
He hears a sign in the air.
Be still to yourself with your rhyme and curse.
What time have I for nonsense, Bert?
He hears the voice of Jesus dripping from the tree.
When I was young and got a kick in the behind.
We are dreams to death and down, doubt for destroyer, for love and one. On the day of judgment, we shall be
condemn a man for what he hasn't done.
Oh, what driver?
Mother,
you broke me in. The waters I see, I'm so.
You're in a great hurry. Where are you going?
A funeral.
Oh, my sight's not good. Excuse me. Does your name happen to be Pierre?
Yes, it does. Pierre Gin.
Well, I call that luck. I've been searching for Pierre Gin everywhere.
Oh, what do you want?
Well, you see, I'm a button molder. I want you for my ladle.
For what?
You are to be melted down.
Melted?
My ladle's been cleaned and it's empty. Your grave is dug, your coffin is ordered. I have orders here from my employer to bring him your soul without any delay.
You can't do that. I've had no warning.
Oh, it's the custom at funerals and births to give the chief guest a tremendous surprise. No one ever tells him the fateful day.
Yes, I know. What brains in a whirl? You are...
You heard. A button molder.
So it comes to this, Pierre, you end up in that school. But my good man, there's surely some mistake. I'm worthy of better treatment than this. I'm not as bad as you seem to think. I've done my share of good deeds on this earth.
Oh, you're getting away from the point, my dear man. It's because your sins were such puny ones that you're going to escape perpetual torment and are ending, like most, in the casting ladle.
Call it what you like, ladle or sulfur pool, ginger pot, whatever you call it. Get behind me, Satan.
Oh, my friend, you're under a great delusion. You are, as you yourself have said, nothing great in the way of a sinner, scarcely even a middling one.
Now you're talking reasonably.
Sinner in the true grand style is hardly ever met nowadays. That style of sin needs strength and purpose, There's more to it than wallowing in mire.
That's perfectly true.
You took sin lightly.
Superficially, like a splash of mud.
Ah, now, we're reaching agreement. The sulfur pool is not for those who have splashed in the mud.
Therefore, my friend, I can go as I came.
And therefore, my friend, you'll be melted down. The method is old as a creation. Its aim is the conservation of matter. You know the trade, so you'll understand that sometimes a casting can have a flaw. A button, for instance, may have no loop. Now, what would you have done with it?
Thrown it away.
Oh, yes. Your father was a squanderer. But my employer is very careful. He throws away nothing. He finds a use for the useless as raw material. You were meant to be a shining button on the world's waistcoat. But your loop gave way. So you must be merged again into the mass.
You don't mean that you're going to melt me down with any old Tom, Dick, or Harry? This ladle business is the end of Peer Gynt.
I am almost so revolted at it. But, my dear Peer, you've never been yourself, so what difference can it make to you?
I've not been myself for almost long. Peer Gynt, not himself. Look here, give me time.
Give you time for what?
I'll go and get proof that I've been myself as long as I've lived. That's the point of our argument, isn't it?
Proof how?
Witnesses, witnesses.
Very well, then, we'll let it go at last. But remember, we'll meet at the next crossroads.
A witness. A witness. Where's a witness? I won't find one here in the depths of the forest. A witness. A witness,
sir. A penny for a homeless beggar.
I'm sorry, I haven't any small change.
Prince Peer. Just fancy us meeting again.
Who are you?
You've forgotten the King of Varanda.
You're never...
The King of the Dovre Mountains.
The King of the Dovre Mountains? Really? The King of the Dovre? Aren't
they? Yes, but I've gone right down in the world.
Ruins?
And robbed. Stripped of everything.
Yes, my dear man, spare me those intimate details.
Yes,
something else is on my mind just now. Do you remember the day I arrived at the Wande and asked for your daughter's hand?
Of course I do, Prince.
Drop the Prince business. You wanted to lay violent hands on me, slit the lens in my eye, make my vision oblique, and transform Peer Gynt into a troll. What did I do then? I rose up and fought you. I swore that I'd stand on my own firm feet. I rejected love and power and a kingdom, gave up everything to be myself. Now, that's what I want you to swear to when we...
No! I can't.
What are you talking about?
You're not going to force me to tell lies. Don't you remember wearing a tail? Thinking of me?
Yes, you tempted me, but I lasted out and I won in the end. A man is judged by such deeds as that. The last verse is always the one that counts.
But, Peer, the results were just the reverse.
What do you mean?
When you left my palace, you'd written my motto on your coat of arms.
What motto?
That word. That all-embracing word.
What word?
That distinguishes human beings from trolls. Oh, to thyself be enough.
Enough?
And you've lived accordingly with every fiber of your being.
I? Peer Gynt?
You're very ungrateful. You've lived like a troll, but you kept it dark. The word I fought to enable you to rise in the world. It gave you fame, and then you come here and sneer at me. And the word to which you owe so much. Farewell, ungrateful peer. Farewell.
Enough. A troll. Just an egoist.
It can't be true. It can't be true.
You're in for a nasty time, friend Pierre. The trolls do enough has done for you. The ship has sunk.
You must cling to the wreckage. Do anything to escape the scrap heap.
Pierre Gint, where are your witnesses?
Huh? The button. The next crossroads.
Well, now let's begin.
A question first. What do you mean by being yourself?
That's an astounding question from you. Why only just now...
Now, tell me, please.
To be yourself is to kill the worst and so bring out the best in yourself. But I'm certain that would be lost on you, so let's put it more simply. To carry out the master's intention in every detail.
How about the man that's never been told what the master intended to do with him?
His intuition should tell him that.
Intuitions are frequently wide of the mark.
That's true, but when you lack intuition, you give the devil his finest weapon.
Listen, I'd give up my claim to be myself. It wouldn't have been easy to prove anyway. I'll accept that part of the case as lost. But as we were talking of sinning just now, I felt the shoes of my conscience pinch, and I said to myself, yes, you're a sinner.
Now you're beginning all over again.
Not at all. I mean sinning on the grand scale, not in deed alone, but in purpose and word. When I was abroad, I sank so low.
So you say, but if you could show me a list.
A list of my sins. Give me time.
Very well.
Give me time.
Very well. We'll meet at the next crossroads.
Where shall I look?
At the next crossroads.
The list. I must find the list of my sins. I must find it. There goes a shooting star. Falling. Falling. Greetings from Pierre Gint, brother shooting star. Shine forth, extinguish. Disappear forever. Is there no one, no one in this great world? Is there no one in the depths? No one in heaven. Though a soul can go back so wretchedly poor into the gray mist of nothingness. Beautiful earth, do not be angry that I have trod you and left no mark. Beautiful sun, you have squandered your warmth, your glorious life on an empty house. There was no one within to be warmed or cheered. The owner has gone. How mean is this city? How lavish is nature? How costly to pay with one's life for one birth. I will climb to the top of the highest peak. I will see the sun rise once again. I will gaze upon the promised land until my eyes are tired out. And then let the snow pile over me. And upon my tomb write, here no one is dead.
It is the dawn of Pentecost. Churchgoers are singing as they pass over the morning.
Now
waste.
I'm afraid I shall die long before I am dead.
Fear tries to creep in among the undergrowth, but finds himself once more at the crossroads. Through the mist is the hut with the reindeer horns.
Good morning, Peer Gynt. Where's your list of sins?
Can you hear that owl hooting? He must have smelt a rat.
It's the matins ringing.
What's that light over there?
Only a cottage.
I can hear a sound like the wind in the trees.
It's a woman singing.
There! There I shall find my list of sins.
Your time is up.
Your ladle were as big as a coffin. It wouldn't hold me and my list.
The third crossroad, here again. But then...
That foot or forward is just as far within or without, the path as narrow.
No, I can hear it. A wild, endless cry bidding me go in, go back. Go home.
Go round about, said the boy. It is, however narrow the way.
He runs towards the hut. Light begins to break. The morning of Pentecost. The door of the hut open. Always.
She's dressed for church. Her prayer book is wrapped in a handkerchief. She is no longer young. She carries a stick to guide her. She is nearly blind. She stands there, erect and gentle.
Peer Gynt throws himself down on the threshold.
Pronounce the sentence.
Honest sinner. It is true. It is true. Praise be to God.
Tell me how wickedly I sin.
Sinned in nothing. My only love.
List, Peer Gynt. Cry out. Cry out my sins aloud.
You have made my life a beautiful song. Bless you for having come back to me. And bless it. Oh, bless it. It is more.
I am lost.
There is one who understands.
Lost. Unless you can answer the riddle.
Ask it.
With the mark of destiny upon his brow. Where has he been since he first sprang forth as a thought newly made in the mind of God? Can you tell me that? If not, I must go to my last home in the land of shadows.
Your riddle is easy.
Then tell me, where was I? My real self, my whole self, my true self. Where was I with God's stamp on my brow?
In my faith, in my hope, and in my love.
My mother, my wife, you holy woman, oh, hide me. Hide me within your love.
Then we'll see if...
I say no more.
Thank you.